Sorrow to Joy. In Psalm 30, verse 5, we read that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In John 16:21, we read that a woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. While in Hebrews 12:2, we're reminded that we must be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And 2 Corinthians 4:17 tells us, "For this our light and transitory burden of suffering is achieving for us a weight of glory." Life is filled with many clouds of sorrow. New life comes through travail and pain. Many kinds of storms gather overhead. The floodgates of pain or sorrow, of rejection or fear, are let loose, and they drench us with despair. But like the rising of the sun, which brings a change in the forecast, a new dawn of joy follows the long night of doubt and sorrow. Sorrow may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. If you are in the midst of the flood, grab hold of God and hang on. The end is in sight. Joy will come. Through a woman's agony, the miracle of life is birthed. Through the Lord's travail, the miracle of new life can be gained. Admit your pain and fear to the Father. He desires to carry you through your anguish of soul. He desires to quiet the current storm clouds in your heart. Look to him who will bear you through this painful, evil, sin-sick world. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.